as people age, they'll often discuss health issues like blood pressure, diabetes, or arthritis with a doctor. But seniors often overlook sexual health. An analysis of CDC data shows seniors might want to start having those conversations. From 2014 to 2018, people who are 55 and older saw a bigger increase in sexually transmitted infections than any other age group. Seniors still have a lower STI rate than other ages, but over the course of 5 years, the group's population-adjusted number of infections more than doubled to nearly 25 per 100,000 people. Whitman County Public Health Director Chris Skidmore says part of the increase is a reflection of baby boomers moving into their senior years. Another is that older adults often underestimate their risk.
It's just not really on their radar. A lot of other health issues are, but STIs are generally not one of them. And so I think it kind of lowers their guard a little bit when they are engaging in sexual activity.
Deb Weiser is the Chief Clinical Officer at the Community Health Association of Spokane. She says doctors and public health programs also tend to prioritize testing and education for younger patients.
It gets a little bit more muddy when people get older, where the screenings are recommended for people who are considered, quote, at risk, which is a little bit relative, right?
People between the ages of 15 and 29 do account for the largest number of STI cases. But Mike Larson, a nurse for Public Health Idaho North Central District, says it's hard to know how much lower the rates for older age groups really are because they aren't tested as often.
So I would think that if more screening was done in the 55 age group, there's a likelihood that you're going to find more and more cases that are possibly going untreated.
Weiser says pharmaceuticals that have extended many men's sex lives and chance to spread infections, along with lower rates of condom use compared to younger generations, also contribute to older adults' STI risk.
So people that in these generations may not have either ever learned to use them or have gone through many years of sexual activity without ever needing to use condoms, so it's kind of not part of what's normal for them.
Though pregnancy isn't a concern for seniors, any infection can spread or cause bigger health problems if untreated. Skidmore says because seniors also have a weaker immune system, they often end up with more serious health complications when they do contract an STI. Larson says STIs, and especially HIV, can pose a major risk to seniors' health. Limiting sexual partners, using barriers like condoms, and regular testing can reduce the spread of STIs. Weiser says anyone engaging with new sexual partners should talk to that person about STIs, other sexual partners, and ask if they've been tested.
I think a lot of people underestimate the sort of mood benefits and relationship benefits of having a healthy sexual part of a relationship. And so I guess I would emphasize that working on that sexual health means being able to talk about what makes that relationship healthy. And that means being able to talk about the good stuff and also being able to talk about the risks in an open way, which is something we can do a lot better now than we could 20 or 30 years ago.
I'm Rachel Sun.